What a pleasure. How great this is to have Coach Hoke here.
Number 42 and coached so many Steeler running backs, 5 of the 6 Super Bowls. Dick, it's funny. We're just talking about you. We're glad that you arrived. I'm anxious to know, did Art Rooney call you? Who called you and let you know that you were being inducted to the Hall of Honor?
I don't remember.
Okay. Attaboy.
That's what happens when you get 77 years old. You don't remember that.
Man, I'm telling you what, man, you're looking good, brother.
I actually got a letter, and somebody called me the same day, and I can't remember who it was, to tell you the truth. It was one of the girls, one of the secretaries. Yep. I don't remember.
We were just talking about how, and I was honored to be on the selection committee, and I brought up your name for all the reasons that you were a great player here. You coached 5 of the 6 Super Bowls. You're from the area. You went to Penn State, and it just seemed like a natural. You basically lived all your adult life as a Steeler.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, I had some chances to lead, but every time I thought about it, I said, I can't do that to the Rooneys because, you know, the Rooneys were awful good to me, and I couldn't walk or would leave. You know, when Tony went to Tampa, Tony wanted me to go to Tampa with him. In Philadelphia, I was offered a job in Philadelphia at one time when the Pittsburgh Maulers came into existence. I went up to Youngstown and talked to the DeBartolos, and you know, they offered me the job. And on driving home, I says, I can't take this job. I can't go across town against the Rooneys. So I
let me ask you, what was the closest you ever got to actually going, well, maybe? Or was there never a moment?
I don't think there was ever a moment like that.
Yeah.
You know,
I got you.
You know, it was great. You know, I was living and working in my hometown. Everybody, I knew everybody, and put all my kids through the same school system, and never had to move them around the country. And that was
now.
That was,
how many
that
trips?
Was big to me.
How many round trips do you think you've made from Jeanette to the city and back?
Boy. That's right. That's why when people ask me, let's go to Pittsburgh, I say, I'm not going to Pittsburgh.
That's why we need that high rail. We need that high rail system for West Moreland County into Pittsburgh. Dick, we were talking about the formation of the Hall of Honor to honor so many great Steeler players who aren't in Canton, although they're going in with your class. And obviously because it affects you directly, but I wanted your thoughts on the whole idea of honoring all these great players over decades and decades of times. Guys, you know, you played with way back when, even guys like LB Nickel who preceded you.
Right. No, I think it's a great idea. You know, we used to travel around to all these stadiums. You'd go to Dallas and they'd have the Ring of Honor. Yep. You go to Green Bay, they have something else around. And, you know, it was a great idea. I mean, it's a good way of honoring a lot of these great players. I'm excited to because I'm going in with a bunch of great players. You know, a lot of them I coached, a couple of them I played with, and it's quite an honor.
You know, I remember one of the most beautiful things I ever heard you say. We were talking about how players of today were taking all the pads off and down, and you said, I remember Hokie just going, man, I wore every pad I could get on.
Yeah, you know,
it was a different era back then. It was a different game.
It was a different game. The game has changed so much. It's you know, it's just it's so much different. You know, I refer to it, and I've heard it said by a lot of people. It's basketball in the grass, is what it is.
Right.
You know, back. Oh, even when I was coaching in my coaching career, we carried 5 running backs. We had 3 running backs, 2 fullbacks. Now you got 1 fullback and 1 running back, you know, and you have 7 receivers. So it's just, it's a different game. It's a different game. It's for the better, I guess.
Well, you played it well.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Dan.
You played it well. You coached it well. I'm thrilled for you. It's going to be a great evening. And